for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Morgan. I'm trying to find out what the name of your business is. I've received some charges on my account, bank account. I need to know what it is you sell. Big salesperson. Can you tell me about your business?
The number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. Represent for more than one company.
Okay. Well, I've received some charges from a company called the Big Salesperson on my account. Do you represent that company?
So in order to know exactly what's ordered, I would need an account pulled up first. I could try to do that with your code and first and last name.
First and last, my name is James McGinnis.
And your zip code?
34293. Yes.
Yes, sir. Could you spell your last name?
McGuinness.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
I beg your pardon?
I was saying give me one moment.
Okay.
And could you verify your mailing address?
My what?
Your mailing address.
Do you show any activity or charges against me before I give you a bunch of information?
I have an account for last name McGinnis, but you would have to verify your mailing address.
South Tamiami Trail, Venice, Florida.
Yes, sir. Could it be a different mailing address? This account is on a calling.
I beg your pardon, what did you say?
Could it be a different mailing address? This account or this address is on a Collins Avenue?
Yes, 8888 Collins Avenue, Surfside, Florida.
And it looks like there is a order placed for a tactical bag.
Yeah, but it wasn't that amount. I've got something pending for $796. I ordered it, but it was free. All I had to do was pay the shipping on it, and that's a $796. I've got a pending amount of $67.32, which is inaccurate. That's fraud.
Yes, sir. So whenever you place that order, that's a entry gift for joining our subscription.
It's a what?
It's a entry gift for joining our subscription.
Joining the subscription to what?
So with that subscription, you get a $125 gift card towards any purchase on our online website. Would have been emailed to jpmaryleed7@hotmail.com.
Who sent that email?
Give me one moment. So you can try to type in the name of the website, which would be perfectdiscountsupply.com, or you can go to the support email, which would be tryperfectdiscountsupply.com. Sorry, support at
Discount Supply. Who would have sent that email?
You can type in the name of the website, which is perfectdiscountsupply.com, or the support email, which is support@tryperfectdiscountsupply.com.
No, I want to cancel that prescription immediately.
So I can go ahead and have your subscription canceled, and I can give you a confirmation number?
Yes. Go ahead.
And I did go ahead and have your subscription canceled. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes, please.
And C as in Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
2594518500.
C as in Charlie? 2594518500.
That's correct.
And your name again?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay, and this is the, what's the name of the company again that charged this?
So it's perfectdiscountsupply.com.
And you've canceled my subscription.
That's correct.
And I'm not going to get charged the $67, correct?
That was already processed. We can offer a 35% refund.
You can do what?
That charge was already processed. We can offer a partial refund for 35%.
Why not a full refund?
Because you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions when the order was placed. So because the terms and conditions were agreed to, we can only offer a partial refund.
Do I still get the backpack?
That's correct. It's currently in transit. That was ordered on the 22nd of March.
Okay, I'll take the 35% refund.
It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. It does show that your order's expected delivery is the 28th of March, so tomorrow. It should come by 8 o'clock p.m., and I'll be by U.S. Postal Service.
And that's the tactical backpack, correct?
Yes, sir. If you don't receive the order by tomorrow, you can give us a call back, and we'll track that for you again.
And give me the number again. I'm calling is 866-935-7572.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Morgan. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.